Hey, I'm Adi.
And I'm Savannah, and we're the Playlists.
We are here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about tiny living.
But first, I want to talk about a special, I guess, that we saw like 2 months ago that we haven't talked about here. The special for Monk. And it's a movie, I guess, and it's called Monk's Last Case.
Yeah,
so I want to talk about that for a bit. What are your thoughts about it?
Okay, so if you don't know, Monk is a TV show about it's an old TV show about a detective who his wife died, and he had some like mental health issues as a result of that, and also other things. He already had some issues, like a lot of OCD and anxiety, but then his wife dying kind of pushed him over the edge, and it was like the one case that he couldn't solve, and so he got removed from his role as a detective with the police department, but they call him back in for like special cases because he has an incredible ability to like notice details and to solve some really seemingly unsolvable cases.
Yeah.
So that's what the TV show's about. And I don't remember when it ended, but it's been over for...
It was like in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 10 years, but probably longer than that.
More, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they just came out with this movie on Peacock?
I think so.
Called Monk's Last Case. And so the whole like cast got back together, and it was like a sort of where are they now movie. Yeah. And yeah.
So at the end of the whole series, the original series, Monk is with a kind of long lost daughter that he didn't know that he had, and she's grown up, and in this movie she's older, she has a fiance, they're about to get married, and so the case is about the fiance of the daughter. There's an incident that happens. There was a bungee cord incident. The fiance had loved bungee jumping.
Yeah.
And so one day he goes out, like a typical day, and to go do that jump off of the bridge, and he jumps off, and then I guess apparently the cord was too long, even though he measured it and he thought that was perfect. He jumps and then hits the ground, and so that's the case.
Yeah.
And so that makes Monk come out of, in a way, retirement, right? And he does need the money because he wanted to be an author and write a book about all his cases, right? And the publicist says, like, no, like, you're being too detailed about this, all this stuff. So, no, sorry. So the money that we gave you, you need to give it back. So Monk is, like, just thinking, okay, well, I need to pay, you know, for my rent and all stuff or whatever. So, and also the emotional attachment is there, right? It's like, okay, this is my daughter's fiance and stuff. So, okay, I'm going to come out of retirement. And this is another typical like episode, right? Where Monk is given a little bit of small details. And with that, he unravels bigger clues and details about the case and then finds like who was behind it. And at the very beginning of this movie, we are introduced to the villain, pretty much, the one that did it, right? And so you can tell right away that he is supposed to be, there's like a villain, and he owns this company, that he wants to go to space, and he dresses very villainy, and so...
He talks very villainy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, so he was the one that did it, right? He hired a guy to go and break into the fiancé's house, like basement, and mess with his ruler. So that's how Monk discovers like that the bungee cord was too long is because the ruler was a little longer than normal, right? And that's it. That's pretty much it. And so the villain gets arrested as he's about to get launched into space. And yeah, so it was another typical like just episode where there's all just there's all the mystery of like, okay, well, how do we know who's a villain and stuff? So it was fun.
Yeah. So I think two things. Well, maybe more than two. But I think for that kind of a thing where it's like, you know, we're bringing all these characters back together, mm-hmm. and we're like doing one last hurrah. I think that for that type of a thing, it was really good. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see like all of the characters again.
Yeah.
And everybody was very much like themselves. Mm-hmm. As far as like the plot,
yeah,
it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. It didn't quite have the same magic of like a monk plot.
No.
Yeah. You know, I think that it was a little obvious, I think, like you said,
yeah,
who the villain was from the beginning. And I was kind of hoping that it was going to be a little bit of a decoy. Mm-hmm. And because unless I'm misremembering, I feel like in the monk episodes of the TV show, it wasn't always very obvious.
No.
Like, I feel like they did, the writing was pretty good, where sometimes it was like somebody that you didn't expect at all.
Like a very side character. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So that's what I was kind of hoping for. I mean, that's, you know, you never want to like have figured out the mystery from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a bummer. And the only other thing, my only other like, the thing that I think took me out of it the most, that made me have to really suspect, what's the word? Suspend my disbelief, I guess, was the girl, the daughter, mm-hmm. she didn't seem very upset.
That is true.
I think when the accident first happened, her initial reaction to it was like good acting.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's like how somebody would react if they just found out their fiance just plummeted to their death. Mm-hmm. But then for the rest of the movie, it was kind of like, okay, now I just need to like solve this mystery. And she didn't seem like her sadness and her emotions over his death. I just think that the acting wasn't that great.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And so that really brought me out of it a lot, because I just felt like, in those moments, I felt like I was watching, like, I don't know, like a kids show or something, where it's like, oh, we can't get too like raw or too real.
Yeah.
You know? And that was obviously not like we didn't care about this character that much because we just met him. Mm-hmm. But it's like, but she's supposed to. And so it was just weird. It was like, it just felt strange. It was like maybe she needed to not be in the rest of the movie, uh-huh. so that we could have that little bit of detachment if they didn't want to get that serious.
Yeah.
But it's like she was there throughout the rest of the movie, and it was like, this just doesn't look like somebody who's grieving and was like about to marry somebody and now her fiance is dead.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. So that was the only thing. That was like my biggest beef about it, was just that, like, that just kind of brought me out of it. But... Mm-hmm. All of like the core cast that came back, they were all so good, and it was like just really charming to see everybody again. Mm-hmm.
The B story,
was there a B story?
There was. I think a C story was more like, okay, well, where's everyone at? You know, with the update with everyone, right? Every character. The B story was that Monk is still mourning the loss of his wife.
Yeah.
Right. And he is planning to kill himself, mm-hmm. and to join the wife. Right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the whole story throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
And that is tragic to see. It's sad.
That was really sad.
Yeah. And to see him collect all these prescribed pills and not use them and plan to take them all at once.
Yeah.
And so he was planning to do that, and he was stopped. And so that internal battle is there throughout the whole movie. And mm-hmm. the memory of the wife, we see the actress is the actor that plays Jen from The Office. Right? And so she's there try to talk to Monk and say, hey, like, don't do this, right?
Yeah.
It's not your time. And at the very end, the last scene is where
Monk,
the wife was like, hey, like, look at these people. these are kind of like some angels, right? These people you helped, and some of them are, you haven't helped yet, because he was offered a job kind of in the middle of the movie by the police, like, hey, here's like all these like files that are they're not solved,
yeah,
and we need your help, like, mm-hmm. you could work here full time. And so so we see like one of those like never before seen like people, because they have it, Monk hasn't solved that case yet. And I'm pretty sure that the returning like cast from those episodes ago return as those like angels.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, here, like you helped save this person, mm-hmm. you know, like, or you, there was a redemptive, like, you know, story,
yeah.
In each of these people. So that was really cool. And at the very end, the last thing we see is him walking, Monk walking, they're outside, they're walking like just away, and with like these people, right? Like there's a ton of people, mm-hmm. like over 100 people just walking. They're all dressed in white. They're walking among and behind Monk.
Yeah.
And so that just tells a story that Monk has.
Going he's back just to, impacted so many people.
Yeah, he has. And going back to like the book that he wanted to write, that's kind of the story that he wanted to convey, is like,
yeah,
I've solved so many cases. And here's all the people, right? Here's mm-hmm. their stories. So I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
But yeah, overall, I think it was a really good movie.
Oh, for sure. I really enjoyed it.
I was worried about the actual, like, you know, graphic. Like,
oh.
Because now it's like they have better cameras, right? They could have the movie look very, like, really crisp.
Yeah.
And so I was really worried about that. I was worried like we're going to get this a very modern look of Monk and everyone, because this obviously show what happened in the early 2000s. So from the music with to the view of it, it's like it looked very, very old. So, mm-hmm. but no, I think they kept it kind of old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's get into our topic of the day, and
we're not gonna say nitty gritty anymore.
Oh, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Sorry, I forgot. So let's get down to it. Let's talk about living in small, tiny places.
I mean, it depends. I feel like you're really stretching that definition.
Well,
of what a tiny house is.
I didn't say house, did I? I said it's a place.
What?
And location. That's a tiny place.
Yeah, but okay.
What's your point?
Well, I don't know if the places that we've lived really qualify as like tiny.
Well, let's break it down here then.
Okay, let's break it down.
So the first thing here I want to talk about is location, location, location. So there's three different locations we're going to talk about today.
Oh, the last location, location, location. Is that the joke? Because there's three?
That, and also because of the phrase location, location, location.
Well, yeah.
So we're going to talk about the two houses prior to this.
Okay.
One that we currently are living in. And let's talk about first how big/small they are.
Okay.
So because you're like, well, it's not really tiny. But if you were to compare the square footage of these three places,
yeah,
to actual like tiny, like modern tiny houses,
yeah,
they're the same size.
No,
some of these are, yeah. The first one is really, really big, so it's a big stretch there,
yeah,
but it's still we still live tiny in a way, and that's where we started our whole like devotion to minimalism.
Yes, that's true. That's fine. I think that the spirit of it is there, but I think it's a little bit too much to say that the first place that we lived in, for sure, that was not, I wouldn't consider that a tiny home.
Right. But compared to other places, like, yeah, this is...
it was small. I would say it was small. I wouldn't say tiny.
Tiny, small, living small, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, living tiny or living small.
Okay.
Is the, I think it's fair to talk, to include all these three places.
That's fine. This,
right?
Yeah, it's small though. The first one was small.
Right, okay.
The other two you could say are more on the tiny side.
Okay, so let's talk about where were our houses located.
Yeah.
And the size of them. I'll ask you these questions because I know them and I don't want to be the only one talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many rooms and how many?
Okay, so if you were around, listener, from the beginning, you would know, because we talked about where we lived a lot.
Yeah.
Too much. Somebody say too much. But our first home was in Monmouth, Oregon.
Also known as the fourth, at that time, the fourth safest.
Fourth safest city in Oregon.
Yeah.
So Monmouth, this is a town that we moved to without knowing how to pronounce it.
Yeah, we thought it was Monmouth.
Monmouth.
Like Smash Mouth.
So Monmouth, Oregon, super cute little college town. And we lived in a fourplex.
That's true.
And we were at the very end of the alley. Mm-hmm. So, which was nice because we only had one neighbor. Mm-hmm. As opposed to two. So our home was two stories. Mm-hmm. And it had two bedrooms.
Yeah.
One bathroom. No. Two bedrooms. One and a half bathrooms, in fact.
Oh, that's right.
One bathroom upstairs and then a half bath downstairs. Mm-hmm. And a big living room.
It was big.
Like, considering the size of the whole place, the living room was very big.
It was living.
It was definitely. It was living. A small kitchen.
That's true.
Small little dining area. Mm-hmm. And the two bedrooms were upstairs in the bathroom. And a very little like patio area in the back that was like open to, so it wasn't fenced in the back. It was like open to this grassy area that like covered all four of the units, which was interesting because like if you walk out the back door to walk to the parking lot area, you are walking behind your neighbor's houses, which was a little weird. But yeah, I love that place.
Yeah.
It was, I remember when we first walked in there, when we were looking at it, we were like, this is huge. It felt huge.
Yeah. I haven't had that same, I haven't been able to replicate that same reaction, initial reaction when looking at a new, like the new place we moved in.
Yeah.
For these other two places.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I think just because I was very shocked. I thought it was like too good to be true, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the first place as well.
Yeah. I mean, the cost of living from there to here is pretty different.
Oh, way different. It's like half. No, it's literally not half.
Literally, the cost of living is not half, but our rent is half.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
Just the rent.
The cost of living is not half, but yes, that was by far the least expensive place that we've lived in by a lot, and the biggest by a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have so much love in my heart for that place. Mm-hmm. It had a walk-in closet.
Oh, yeah.
The master bedroom had two closets, and one of them was a walk-in closet.
That's true.
And the second bedroom also had two closets.
That's true.
But they were not, they weren't walk-in. But yeah, just very
all closets are walkable, you know, if you try hard enough. So, yeah.
But yeah, just a very spacious layout for not being a huge space, you know, and for being a fourplex, like it, I don't know. They just somehow they made it so feel very spacious. But yeah, I think just, it's really nice. I think that that was our first place because I really loved it. Mm-hmm. And because I'm just thinking, obviously we'll get to this, but if our second place had been our first place, I think that would have been a little wah, wah.
Oh, yeah.
But I just love that was our first place because it was so nice. And we stayed there for, that's the longest place we've ever lived so far because we were there for 3 years. And so many memories, 8 kids, you know, our first year of marriage there, it was just such a good place. But anyway, I know I'm not really, I've moved from talking about the physical space to just the memories, but.
Yeah. I don't think I'm here to talk about the emotional aspect of it, but it's okay.
Whatever.
But anyway, so you went through, you pretty much touched on everything.
You're welcome.
I wanted to touch on certain stuff kind of specifically, but I could go super quick before we move on to the next house, I think.
Okay. Do you remember what the square footage was?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's 1,200.
Yeah.
Square feet. So, just about, I think a little under.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit under.
Yeah.
That.
It's like a I don't know, 1180 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was pretty big for us, and it was pretty big, and we'll talk about the different areas in the house,
yeah,
and then ask the question, did we like the small house or not? So let's talk about the kitchen. You were mentioning that it was small, right? And, let's talk about the, I want to kind of go around all of these rooms and talk about the good and the bad.
Okay.
So what was the good thing about, do you think?
You the would kitchen?
Say, for the, yeah, the kitchen.
The kitchen was, I don't know. I liked that there was a window in the kitchen.
Oh yeah. I think that's the only, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a window in the kitchen, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That looked out to the front of the house. I think there was a decent amount of counter space. Not a ton. I'm trying to think. I don't have anything like super positive to say about the kitchen, but also nothing super negative. It was like,
well, that's good.
It was a pretty average kitchen, in my opinion.
Yeah, I remember you saying that you didn't like the color, the dark brown color of the cabinets.
Yeah, it was very outdated.
Yeah,
like the kitchen itself looked was like the thing that made the house look old.
Yes. I would say the bad thing would be, I think this would, there's going to be a theme here, is the high cabinets, just like the, for storage, how high you have to put your like cups and or like certain things
away. It was kind of normal.
Right. I just don't like that.
But like, what's the solution? You want the cabinets to just stop?
Yes, it should end at some point. Like, so think about it. So as a person that puts, you know, just when you put your stuff away, if you see like some really empty, like, what do you call it?
Shelves,
you're going to want to fill them.
Oh, that's
the whole
saying.
Like part of like, being a minimalist is that you don't want that. You want to have like certain stuff, available, very accessible, like you just easily grab it and stuff and don't have to worry about like, okay, well, like there's a naked shelf up here.
That's true.
You know, so that's why we end up with too many things, especially kitchen gadgets. There's just a ton. Mm. And we had a ton of stuff that we ended up getting rid of, right? But
that's true.
So
that's fair.
That's my bad for pretty much all of these houses.
Whoa.
Living room, good or bad? Good and bad, what do you think?
The positive thing, which I already said, was how big it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, just really big.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I have a bad thing about the living room. I mean, it was carpet.
There was that leak.
Oh, yes. I forgot there was a leak coming from...
It was coming from the bathroom, but leaked into the living room.
I forgot about that.
And, yeah, the only other thing I was going to say was, well, not really. There was that step down, which I kind of tripped on a few times.
Oh yes, there's a like just one step.
Yeah,
you take down from the kitchen to the living room. Yeah.
But no, the living room was great.
Yeah, bathrooms.
The bathrooms were also pretty outdated.
They were even like the flooring.
Yeah, the was flooring. Very outdated. The cabinets were the very same, cheap. Similar to like the kitchen, where they just looked very old.
Yeah.
I
do miss the having one and a half bathrooms.
Oh, I know. The half bath is so nice. Yeah,
when we could both be at the bathroom at the same time.
Yeah, that's so nice. Yeah, I loved having the half bath. What else? I mean, similar to the kitchen, it was like, it did its job, but it wasn't like great. We had some mold problems in the upstairs bathroom. Mm. Like they were like okay.
Theme there, yeah.
Mold
is our ongoing villain.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and also one positive thing I will say is like the upstairs bathroom was a decent size.
It was, yeah.
Like not big, but yeah, it was a good enough size.
Mm-hmm. What about the last thing here, rooms?
The bedrooms were both like really good sizes. Like I already said, the double closets in both bedrooms, like that's not common at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was super nice.
Yeah, I mean, like we were able to have just a lot of kids.
Yeah.
When we fostered there, so that was really cool, very spacious, yeah. And having two really full-size like rooms, where bedrooms were great.
Yeah. I know. We did a lot of stuff with that room. Like, when we first moved in, it was just kind of like a storage area for a little bit. And then we had two mattresses, and we sometimes, like, slept in that room randomly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it was your idea. It sounds like it was your idea. Like, let's just be here.
Let's have a sleepover in this other room. And then we turned it into, like, an office.
Yes.
And that was really nice. I remember doing my, like, online teaching from there. Mm-hmm. That was super nice to have that room. And then it was a bedroom for the kids for a long time. And at some point, either, I think it was in between having kids, we turned it into, like, a little TV room.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And I remember watching Monk in there, actually.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was very cozy.
It was nice, yeah. Any bad things about these
bedrooms? We had mold in the walk-in closet.
Yeah.
Which was a problem.
Yeah.
The heaters were kind of janky.
That's true.
But yeah, nothing too crazy.
Okay, storage. I want to talk about storage here. So my big question is, was there plenty of storage space in this house?
Yeah, I think so.
There was a lot. There was like a shoe closet.
Yeah.
The laundry room, storage there, and another, like, a built-in. I love built-in cabinets, and there was one between the two bedrooms.
Yeah, like a kind of game closet, hall closet.
Yeah, and that was really
drawers
cool.
With drawers
as well.
And then both of the rooms had two closets.
Yeah, so they had plenty of a space, and also the patio had, well, you could, you know, store, put some stuff outside if you wanted.
Like, but a bike that you're never going to ride.
Yeah, which that was me. I left my bike there forever.
Yeah, I think it did have decent storage.
Okay, so when you think about tiny houses, tiny, small, like,
small
places, well, for this one, small, you also have to consider the outside space, like, yeah, compared to, what's the ratio? Is it bigger than your indoor space, or about the same or smaller? Because
bigger?
Well, I'm just saying in general, you have to think about it. Like, there's some really tiny houses that are in, like, a little lot, a little land, like half or like a quarter of an acre, you know? Okay. So, like, I think having an outside space as big as you can get is really nice.
Yeah.
So when I talk about the patio space, how was our outside space?
Well, I mean, I would say that it was pretty small, but now having lived in these other places, I would say it was pretty big.
So true. Because I had a shareable big, like, walkway of just grass that was, like, connected, yeah, to the other three units, and, well, that was usable. We could use it just kind of to walk a little bit.
The thing that was nice, actually, was that we were on the very end, mm-hmm, and there was a dirt path that went around the side of the building.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like, you know, we were at the end, mm-hmm, so we kind of had that area too.
We claimed it.
We did claim it, yeah. And
peed on it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
So, like,
that's illegal.
When we had kids, they actually played outside a lot, and they were able to kind of do a lot out there.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that even though it seemed small, it actually was, like, our kids really used that space pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And we did pretty much tell them, like, that they couldn't hang out around, like, in front of the other people's,
yeah,
sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't really, like, let them go past our backyard area.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a lot of fun out there. And so I feel like it was, even though you wouldn't think so, it was a decent outdoor area.
Yeah. That's true. Now comparing it to these other two houses in the patio. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
The fifth thing here, where did we spend the most time?
The living room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just so big.
I mean, downstairs in general.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, upstairs was just like to use the other bathroom or for sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then where do we spend the least amount of time? What rooms did we not use the most?
I mean, all things considered, the least utilized space was actually probably our bedroom. Because if you think about it, the second bedroom where the kids were, number one, the kids would play in there,
mm-hmm,
we would go in there sometimes to, like, you know, do their bedtime, do their story times, mm-hmm. all these other things. They would sometimes use the bedroom to have, like, time by themselves to be, like, away from the siblings. Mm-hmm. And then that was also our den where we were working and doing other things. But our room was pretty much just for sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there was a time when we had our TV in there.
So true. That was so nice.
It was nice. It was huge, though.
Yeah, between the TV. Well, we didn't have a TV stand. We had a another desk. It's between the desk and our bed, the end of the bed. It was very narrow.
Oh, yeah. There was like no room. Walking
space was very narrow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but for the most part, we really didn't spend a lot of time in our room. And like, there sometimes we had a chair, like an extra chair in there, but we never sat in it or like mm-hmm. hung out there, mm-hmm. you know? So I would say that was the least utilized space.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk about favorite, mid, and worst thing about the house.
Favorite, mid, and worst.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the favorite thing about it?
Like red flag, beige flag, and green flag.
Sure.
I'm sick, by the way.
I'm sick of listening to these new terms, but you're sick in general. What? Right?
No, I'm sick, and I need to say that because I feel like I sound just very janky.
You sound beige to me.
Oh my gosh. I'll start with my worst thing. And my worst thing was definitely the mold.
You said green thing?
No, my worst thing.
No, you said, sorry. You said
red flag.
Red flag.
Beige flag and green flag.
Green flag? What the heck is a green flag?
Green flag is like, yes, go for it.
Oh my gosh, these. Okay.
So that's my worst was the mold. My mid thing, I'm trying to think, okay, what was the most mid thing about this house? Let me think.
Your what? Sorry, your favorite?
No. Are you paying attention?
No, repeat everything. You said your worst thing was a mold.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's the most mid thing about the house. Mid? Oh, you know what? I think the most mid thing was how you never really knew for sure if the upstairs bathroom door was going to lock or not.
That's true. Yeah, and especially when you had kids.
Sometimes you could just push it open.
You can, yeah. Sometimes it would lock, like, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because like the handle would lock, but then it wouldn't always latch.
No.
So then sometimes you could just push it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and then my favorite thing. I think my favorite thing just has to be, again, this is boring, but it was just the size of the living room. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. Mm-hmm. And that big couch we got for free.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
We've gotten free couches so far.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never bought a couch.
That's my thing, is I don't want to pay for water when I'm outside. Like, that has to be free. And I need to get a free couch.
Wow. One of those is a little harder to come by than the other.
Okay. On my tombstone to say, here lies Audie. He never bought a new couch. That's going to be my claim to fame.
He never bought a couch. Wow. I will see about that, but.
I'm just kidding.
That's really funny, though.
Anyways.
You never bought water or a couch.
Yeah, if you want to honor me after I'm dead, just don't buy any couch.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, or to any future kids.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Future Politos.
Okay.
Yeah. like, oh, dad.
Like, oh, like, just picture our, like, kids or grandkids. They're, like, buying a brand new couch. They're like, oh, grandpa would be rolling over in his grave right now.
I would. I think I will. I'll find a way to roll. Or if, like, they burn my ashes or something, you know? Like, I'm going to spin that urn. That urn will spin one day.
I think you're going to hear it. I think it's urn, not
it's called urn?
Yeah.
Oh, urn. I'll be spinning in my urn.
Spinning in my urn? Is that, yeah. Is that something people say? Oh, he's spitting in his urn.
My grandpa would be spitting in his urn if he saw you wearing that dress.
Is Did you make that up?
So Andy Dwyer from The Office said the same thing, but he said if he saw you wearing that shirt, he was talking to this this guy, this golfer, that's wearing this other, like, the rival of their that family's university.
So that's what he said, spinning in his urn?
Yeah, my grandpa will be spinning in his urn if he saw you wearing that.
Funny. Oh, I thought you made it up, but that's okay.
No.
Still funny. Sadly,
yeah.
Okay, so what's your worst, mid, and best?
Worst would be how cold it would get. Do you remember that?
True.
It would get so cold.
We can see our breath. I'm just kidding.
Sometimes we caught it.
No, we couldn't. Not inside.
Because we didn't have the AC.
You mean the heater? We did have heaters.
We didn't have heater. We had heaters, but no AC, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh no, the worst thing would be how hot it would get.
Oh, make up your mind, man.
The mid would be, I think, how cold it could get, I think. I mean, that's
yeah, it
that's
would get doable. Cold.
That's workable. My favorite thing would be the size of the living room.
Yeah, honestly.
You can't beat that. So can't. That was good.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, second to last question here. Did we move with less stuff to the next house?
Yeah, we had to.
We had to because, spoiler alert, the other house is way smaller. That's the smallest one from and these three.
Way worse, but we'll get to that. So the thing is, you alluded to this. Actually, you said it explicitly at the beginning. That's where we started our minimalism journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't want to talk about the emotional side of things here, but we can talk about the practical. Practical.
So, can you read this?
The practical.
I wrote this down. That was like the first thing I wrote down in my notes. What does that say on top?
Spatial awareness?
Yes. So it's all about spatial. It's not the emotional.
Okay, but this is related to the spatial, okay?
Okay, fine. I'll allow it.
So all I was going to say was that we did that minimalism challenge where we got rid of 500 items.
Mm-hmm. That was helpful.
Yeah, Big time. We definitely left with less stuff.
We did. And again, we had to.
Yeah.
We got rid of our couch because we had to.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to Merced.
No, I have one more question.
Oh, sorry.
I said a second to the question.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did we like the small house? That's my last question.
Yeah, we loved it.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Okay, moving on. The place in Merced. Whew, where do we start? So this was a triplex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, technically.
Yeah, technically there were three units. One of them was abandoned, question mark.
Yeah, and it was, if someone left there, it was so small.
Yeah, very strange. I don't really know. It doesn't seem like it's supposed to be a triplex, but it was. And they were labeled by letters, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like we were in unit A.
Mm-hmm.
And it had so much promise, so much potential, but there were a lot of problems. So it was a lot smaller. It was one bedroom, one bathroom. And I'm just like having PTSD, like thinking about it, and I can like smell it.
Oh.
And I can feel the floor.
It's funny
in the bathtub.
When we were talking about Monmouth, I was kind of smelling that, like the smell of the cold walls or like the wood and a little bit of mold.
The musty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know how to explain this. So you walk in.
I can explain it.
No, I'll do it.
I'm better at it.
No, you're not. So there was a front yard and a big sized porch. That was like concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Like red concrete,
like adobe, but yeah, concrete.
like orangish red, and then there was like a metal screen door.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That makes it seem janky.
Yes,
and then there was the regular door. So you go inside, and the living room. You walk into the living room. It's like a living room. It's just one big room. In the front, and it's like It's like if somebody took the ugliest thing you've ever seen and then put like one coat of like a really nice paint over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like super old, janky, and falling apart. But then they had just recently like redone the floor and like painted the walls.
Yeah, it was literally like a mix up between old and modern and very old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so there were some cool things about it. Like there was built-in storage, and there was a lot of windows in the front, which were really nice. And then I'm just going to keep going. So you go to the right, and that was the bedroom, and you have to walk through the bedroom to get to the bathroom. The bedroom was super small. There was one window, and then there was two closets. One of them was small, and the other one was microscopic.
It's like, think about for the public schoolers that had in high school, if you had a locker for PE or just for your regular locker use, it's that size.
That's how wide it was.
And... yeah.
Yeah.
Very small.
It was so tiny.
Yeah, it was like 3 feet wide.
No, I would say like 2 feet? Foot and a half.
Actually, no, I think you're right.
Yeah. It was so small. And then you walk through the bedroom to get to the bathroom, and the bathroom was like a decent size. And there was a closet in there. And
so guess who used a small
closet? And there was some weird stuff about the bathroom that we can get to. Weird stuff. And then on the other side, so like back in the living room, on the other side on the left was the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen was also like a decent size, but very weird amount of storage. Like, so similar to that janky closet in the bedroom, that was like about the size. No, it was a little bit bigger, but there was a super small area for us to like store food. And
yeah, I forgot about that. It was just one section.
Like one super small section. And then there were also some cabinets, but yeah, just for like storing food, there was almost nothing, which was really weird.
The laundry, both the washer and dryer had to be right next to the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. The washer and dryer hookups were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which was weird. But, I mean, the kitchen was bigger than it needed to be. It was strange.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could go on and on, but I'll let you ask the question so that we can, like, so I can get to these things.
Yeah.
There was also a side door in the kitchen that, like, led to outside.
Oh, yeah. So how many, you already went through the rooms, right?
Yeah.
So how small was it? So again, this was the smallest one between these three houses. So this is a tiny house. Like this could be an actual tiny house. And the square footage of this, I forgot. I had to really try really hard to remember the size of it. So this is very estimate, size. And I would say 600?
No.
I think it was smaller. It was like 500 something.
No.
It was 400
I thought something? It was like 750.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think the Merced one was about like 500 something. Like close to 600.
No. That's way too small. It wasn't 500. Maybe it was like 650, close to 7.
I don't know. I just wrote down 600, like about that. It was small.
No, I think it was bigger than 600. But I don't know. It was small. It was definitely really small.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the good and the bad for each little place. So kitchen first.
Okay. So kitchen, the positive thing is just the size of it. It was pretty big, but it was like unnecessarily big because so much of the space was like unusable.
Yeah.
It was weird. But it was definitely very big for considering how small the house was. So that's the positive. The negative.
It has to be the counter space. Not the counter space.
I mean.
That in the, like the, where you put the dry food.
There was no dishwasher. There was no storage. Oh. There was no counter space.
A lot of negative.
The water heater smelled weird.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to like call somebody to fix that. I'm trying to think what else. Those were the main issues.
I would say for me it was the size of the I guess a dishwasher, the lack of dishwasher.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing, and we realized that we wanted one. needed one.
Yeah.
That's when the whole to-do list item, you know, burst of doing like 30 minutes of dishes.
Oh, yeah, 30 minutes to an hour of dishes.
That's how many. It tells you how much dirty dishes we had.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Living room area, the good and the bad.
The best thing in the living room was that
the built-in storage. Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Just like the way it looked was really nice. The worst thing was that the floor felt like you were walking on dirt. Like there was like a layer of dirt over it.
Really?
Even after you cleaned it.
Oh yeah, I remember you being very nitpicky about that.
Nitpicky? It felt disgusting. And tied for that would be that the disgusting smell when you walked through the front door after being gone for a long hot day, and then you come home to your home sweet home and you walk through the door. You walk through your janky, like, ghetto screen, metal screen door into the house, and then you're greeted, punched in the face by the smell of, like, old stale cigarettes and mildew? I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with those two things. The bathroom. The
good. You agree? Because you said that I was being nitpicky about wanting the floor not to feel like I was walking on dirt.
No, not that. More so the smell.
Yeah.
Definitely. The bathrooms, I want to go first. The good was that, I don't know. I don't think there's a good there.
Just the size of it.
I really love the fact that we had a bidet there.
I thought you were going to say, I just love the fact that we had a bathroom. The bidet, that was something we brought with us.
Exactly. But the bad is the, I think I don't know, it was really small. It was like half bathroom with a shower. So, you know, it was really small.
The thing is, It wasn't that small. It's just that the nothing made any sense in the bathroom. Like, there was a decent sized closet.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet. Okay, well, I guess I have to say my positive thing first
for
the bathroom. My positive thing was just the closet. There was a nice closet in there. Yeah. Okay, so the toilet leaked. The toilet was really tiny.
Oh, yeah.
The bathtub was, like, super slippery. It was super janky and old, and it would get clogged all the time. Yeah. So you would just be standing in a pool of disgusting water while you were showering. And I still have a lot of PTSD from that. The shower curtain wasn't like, I don't know. The shower curtain was, I guess it was just the shower itself was too small. And so the shower curtain liner would like touch you while you were trying to bathe yourself. That. And it was like a sensory nightmare.
Yeah, the cold liner would just touch you and you're like, ah.
Yeah, it would just all of a sudden like float over and touch you while you were showering.
Mm-hmm. No magnets or heavy things on the bottom of the liners would help because it was just because of like the wind from the water. It would just like blow that thing up and then get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The window was painted shut and we had to rip the paint in order to open it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to describe what the sink area was like. So the sink itself and like the cabinet underneath it were really, really small. And then above the sink where you would expect a mirror to be, there was no mirror. That's where the window was, mm-hmm. but like not really centered. It was kind of in a weird spot. To the right of the sink, there was like a medicine cabinet that was like the most old janky medicine cabinet you've ever seen. And then under that was this weird wooden cabinet that like opened forward. Like, I don't know. It opened in a really weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed really sketchy to use. Like, it just didn't seem like it could possibly be clean. And then, remember the weird light situation?
For what?
There was a weird light up high that had like an outlet in it. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Super high.
Yeah. That was weird.
And it was really weird.
Yeah. We never used that.
I used the outlet sometimes.
You did? That's dangerous.
And there was no mirror in there.
Oh, so true. No. We had to use a different one.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like a makeup mirror.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The room.
The bedroom.
Yeah.
Positive thing, it was a bedroom. What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Negative was
the size, right?
I mean, everything about it, the smell, the size. The smell, honestly, I can't really get over that.
The bad thing for me was just the size of it. It was so small.
It was so small.
The good thing about it was that we had our bed fit.
Oh, I know what my positive thing was.
Our queen size bed fit.
My positive thing about the bedroom is that that bedroom is where I had my whole pregnancy, and my side of the bed was so close to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was right there.
Yeah.
It's the closest I've ever been to the bathroom.
Because when you're pregnant, you had to go pee a lot.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Alrighty, so storage. Was there plenty of space?
No, there was no storage.
No, it was really hard. It was really hard. And this is, I was coming from, like, minimalist. Like,
yeah.
That 600-ish square foot place was just small, and the storage was just so lacking. Like,
we just had piles of stuff everywhere, and it was miserable.
Yeah, it was hard. Number four, outdoor space. So patio, how was our outside space?
Oh my gosh, it was the ghetto. There was always police and people yelling and screaming at each other and dogs running loose and the animal control coming over and cats mating outside really loudly.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And homeless people on the lawn.
A homeless guy knocked and asked if there's like the first month or so living there, asked if that place was still available. I was like, oh no.
No, clearly we're living here, sir. There was like, I mean, it used to be a drug house.
Yeah, so next to our place, really close to it.
No, 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 no. Our house used to be a drug house.
Oh, yeah. I really forgot about that. So we could easily title this episode, "We used to live in a drug house." Former drug house.
We did. We have an episode called "We lived in a drug house."
Really?
Didn't we? Don't we?
We should. I should go back and change the title.
I really think we do. We talked about this.
I'm sure we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the outdoor area was just so like, it was just not helpful.
Where do we spend the most time?
In the living room.
What about the least time? The bathroom. The outside, honestly. You have to say it was the outside because even though we had a nice front lawn,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yeah, we're going to hang out here and stuff. But no, the porch. Oh, yeah, we're going to hang out on the porch and, like, just watch the cars go by. No.
Look, we didn't know we were moving to the ghetto. That's the thing. If you're going to move to the ghetto, you need to know that you're moving to the ghetto, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't just move somewhere that you think is not the ghetto and then find out that it is.
Yeah, you need to come prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I used to live in, like, similar or worse places, so I'm, you know, I think it's fair for us to say all this stuff. okay, so favorite thing, mid thing, and worst thing. I think we talked about this already.
No, there's still stuff I haven't said.
Okay, so let's talk about the favorite thing. It was a house.
My favorite thing was...
I love it.
My favorite thing was
here. I got it. I got you. My favorite thing is since we're thinking about location, right? It was walkable, but not really. You could drive like 30 seconds, and you're in the heart of Merced,
like the old town.
Yeah, old town. The main street. And we were on Main Street.
Yeah, we lived on Main Street.
And so it was really nice. It was like a very small little place where you had the movie theater, you had a nice restaurant, and then a couple of little stuff there, and that's about it. That was really nice. So that we were right there. That's my favorite thing, that we were pretty close to some stuff out there.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
I'll give you that. Man, I think it was my favorite thing about the house was that in the kitchen there was a good spot for us to put our Berkey water filter so that you could take the sink like nozzle thing.
Are you kidding?
And you could open up the top of the Berkey and you could just take the sink nozzle, stretch it out, and hold it over the Berkey and fill it up that way.
That I missed that.
That was my favorite thing about the house.
I really missed that.
Yeah.
I want for us, the next place we move into, for us to consider the Berkey.
Yep.
Like, think about that first, and then our kids and everything. After. Like, is there room for a Berkey to be right next to the sink?
That was nice.
Mid.
The mid thing has to be that that outlet that was up super high in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, you and your outlet. Why?
It's so weird, but I did use it sometimes when I was like straightening my hair.
Nice. The mid thing was the mid thing was that we had a really long parking like space.
Oh, so
like,
we could
have someone else like would come visit, just park behind our car.
Yeah, except for the neighbor being like, can you move your car?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was shareable, like, whenever the back neighbor needed to leave or whatever. But that was really rare, because he never really left the house.
That's true.
On the car.
So, yeah. Yeah, good parking. That's true. We didn't mention that.
Worst thing, hands down, is the stinking broken AC.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
We could, like, easily just talk about, like, how much we paid per month on PG&E. Like, the AC would not keep up with the heat outside, and so it was just on the whole time, and we would pay for it. Like, it was just a lot, and you were still sweating inside. It was just crazy.
Sometimes we would come home and our home would be 90 degrees inside.
Yeah, it was so insane. And I tried, you know, having people come over and fix it and blah, 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 and nothing happened. Like, it never was fixed. That was the worst thing, hands down.
Oh, yeah. That was not the worst thing, though. The worst thing was the smell. Both the smell when we moved in, the smell of like how musty it was whenever you would like be gone for a while and then you would come back home. And of course, the lovely marijuana smell, which is what caused us to move out.
The broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weed that broke the camel's back.
Okay. Did we move with less stuff to this house?
No, I think it was like the same. I don't think we really got... Actually...
We did get rid of some stuff.
We did get rid of some stuff.
We did.
So, yeah, maybe so.
like really big things.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, every time we're just practicing, you know, minimalism and getting rid of stuff, decluttering all the time. So I think we did. And last question, which we all know the answer to this. Did we like the small house?
No.
So think about the smallest space itself, like a way for, again, take the emotion part out of this. Spatial awareness.
Spatial awareness. I don't think that means what you think
can
it
you,
means.
No, it doesn't. Can you actually read this note that I have really marked
why
here?
Why do you
with
keep me? Asking me to read your notes?
Because I want you to tell the audience. What does that say?
Keep space in mind.
I wrote that down. So...
I can't.
I wrote that down for you. I want us to keep a space in mind.
Stop it.
Dang.
I can't go on. I'm done.
Wait, what? What's so funny?
I just wasn't expecting that. It was just, that's such a basic thing that you wrote down the way it was written. I don't know. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Keep space in mind.
Because I know that we could easily get into the emotional aspect of it, which we have been a little bit. But that's no, I get it. It's all connected. But you know, so again, just the spatial like thing about it. Do you think that it was doable for us with just us two? And the baby at one point too. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it was like that was also, you know, Miguel's home for the first like 2 months, 2.5 months of his life.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I can really try to like remove all of the issues and just think about the space itself, keep space in mind.
Yeah.
Then I think it would have been doable. Well, I think the answer is no, but I think that it would have been doable if there was a little more storage. Like I mentioned, I feel like the kitchen was bigger than it needed to be. And there was like this whole area of it by like the laundry area that just wasn't useful.
No.
And I think if that had been like a big closet or yeah. if that had been divided into like some like a closet and then like a pantry area mm-hmm. or something like that, if that space had been more usable, I think that yes, it would have been doable. But that particular space and the way that it was laid out, no, I don't think so. I don't think we had enough room just for like just to store
yeah.
everyday things.
Yeah, I think my answer would I think it was yes. It might be still yes. Like if you take away all the problems and just focus on like the physical, like if everything was up to code with like the, you know, it's safe and it's more modern, like everything else is like, everything old is replaced with new yeah. things. I think it would have been doable. And I think that we came in thinking, okay, well, this is going to be our place for a bit, for a couple of years
uh-huh.
until we think that we have outgrown it and we need a bigger space. So then our baby could walk around and run around
mm-hmm.
right, because at first we were like, okay, well, it's fine, he's gonna be crawling and stuff
yeah,
you know, but obviously the floors, they were not that great, so that's why that was one of the reasons of many that we decided to move. But just if taking that, I actually looked up like the actual square footage,
oh,
and it's 660 square oh. feet. And I think it was doable. I think, yeah, I would have added another, like, storage thing. Like,
yeah.
I guess just built this, like, little storage thing so we could have more room.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, obviously, there's a couple of things I had to put in actual storage. Like
yeah.
a dresser and a couple of those big things because we didn't have that room.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, it, all things considered, I think if you think about the storage and the, like, the stuff that we put in storage and the actual storage, the lack of storage in the place, yeah, I think it would have been really hard.
Yeah. And so actually, to circle back to the question of, did we leave that place with less stuff than we entered it? The answer is no, because we actually had stuff that we had to put in storage.
Yeah.
So when we left, we actually had more things to take to our next place.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, yeah, it was like almost doable.
Yeah.
The almost. Space itself, not the actual living conditions, no. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, that brings us to our last house, and that's the one that we currently live in.
Yes.
And we live in Folsom, and I'll let you kind of talk briefly about everything.
Yeah. Do you know the square footage of this place? Did you look that up?
I did look it up. It is 750 square feet.
Okay, that checks out. If the last place was 660,
yeah,
that's believable that this place is 750?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not way bigger, but the space is like a way more useful, which I'll get to that. And it is bigger, but it's not way bigger. So we live in an apartment complex, and this is the first time living in like an actual full-on apartment complex with like lots of apartments. And we're on the bottom level. It's three stories and we're on the bottom. And so when you walk in, you walk into, like, there's a small little entryway, and then there's two steps down, and that's where the majority of, like, the living area is. So there's a living room, and then there's sort of, like, a dining-ish area, and then that goes into the kitchen. And then across from the kitchen is a little den, which is kind of like a bonus room.
Yeah, I think that they legally couldn't call it a room. Like a bedroom. Because it has the hookups to the laundry room.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's the reason why. Because it's basically, it could be a bedroom, but it's more of a den. And it has like double doors that you kind of picture not really as like a bedroom, but more of like a den or an office or something. And then off of the living room, there's a small, very small patio. And then the other direction, so when you walk in the door, instead of going down the two steps, if you go to the right, there's a small hallway with a bathroom on the left, and then the bedroom in the back. Or the front, however, depending on how you look at it. I guess that's more the front of the apartment. And then there's a coat closet as well. So this space is, it's still small, but the fact that it's just like, it's a lot more useful space. It is bigger than our last place and it feels bigger, but it's also just laid out so much better. Having the two rooms is obviously a game changer. Like, that's huge. And our living room, I think technically just the living room area is smaller than in Merced, don't you think?
Oh yeah, it is.
But it's so much more like cozy.
Yeah, the one in Merced, it was a big like rectangle living room that was connected, like, yeah, it was a big living room.
Yeah,
that the other side of that space, you could just have like your dining table and everything. So
it was weird the way it was laid out, because it was like, it was long and skinny, and so like we tried to put our TV, I mean, we did put our TV on one side, and in order to have like the TV, and then across from that, like our sofa chairs, it was super cramped because it was it was just such a skinny little area, but then it was super wide, but the front door was right in the middle of it. So there was no way to really utilize like more of the space. And so it was odd. It was just like a very odd, unhelpful way of having it laid out, because then on the other side of the living room, there's a lot of extra space over there, but it had to be like its own thing. Like, it couldn't really be part of like the living room. It was just weird. So this living room that we're currently sitting in is technically smaller, but it feels so much more, it feels more open because it's open instead of being like a little, like a rectangle like that.
Yeah.
And it's open to the rest of the house. So it just feels a lot more cozy.
So kitchen. Let's start with kitchen. Good and bad.
Okay. The good is the dishwasher.
Yes.
Right?
Coming from not having one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably wouldn't be my positive if we were coming from somewhere that did have a dishwasher, but coming from no dishwasher to a dishwasher, especially with having a baby and toddler who uses bottles and just like all the extra dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, having the dishwasher is a game changer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's the positive. The negative for the kitchen, it's just the lack of counter space.
Yeah, I think the good is the dishwasher. The bad is just the high shelves, I guess.
Even the high shelves.
I'm telling you, there's some that's pretty high. It's like, okay, well, I need a two-step ladder thing.
Is this just because you're a little short?
Maybe? No, it's just that they're too high. Like, you need to be an NBA player in order to, like, be like, oh, this is nice.
An NBA player, really?
Yeah, that's it. Or you need to have a two-step ladder, which we didn't have for, like, the first year. And now we have one, but it's still, like, inconvenient. So anyway, as a minimalist, I am excited to, like, get rid of so many things so that we don't have to worry about, like, putting stuff on the top, top shelf.
What about as a sociologist? You know, you always like to say, well, as a...
Yeah. I mean, again, that's just the problem with the Americana just world that we live in with when it comes down to, like, just the how... what do you call the people that put in these...
Maximalists.
No, put in these, like, shelves and...
Carpenters.
Carpenters. Nah, I don't know. No. Yeah, you know, those people...
The interior designers.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's just like...
I get it.
Doesn't make sense.
I get it.
Anyway, so living room.
I think you would be into, like, a... what's really popular now is... what is it called? Open shelving. You know?
I think
that's what it's called. Where it's like... I don't just leave the doors open.
I mean, like, you...
It's not really... It's not cabinets. It's just shelves.
Shelves. I like those.
Yeah.
But then dust, you know?
True. That's so true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But living room.
Living room. The good is... I think the good is just the openness of it. That it's, like, open to...
The world.
The rest of the apartment, so it doesn't feel super, like...
Congested.
Like, claustrophobic. You don't feel, like... I don't know. It doesn't feel cramped. That's the word.
Gotcha.
The negative would be, I wish there was some additional lighting in here.
That's a problem with, like, being attached to another, unit is that the lack of windows.
Windows and overhead lighting. There's usually not a lot of overhead lighting.
That's my bad, I think, is, there's not good lighting. So you need, like, some actual lamps, like, with good lighting.
Yeah.
No windows. So I really like the natural light. So that's my bad. The good is it feels homey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the thing in Monmouth, too, actually. Not enough light.
Yeah, no.
For how big that downstairs area was. There was just, like, a few windows and no overhead lighting.
Mm-mm.
Okay, next.
Bathroom, good and bad.
Bathroom, the good is, I don't know, a decent amount of, like, storage, I guess, for considering the size, like,
yeah,
a nice, medicine cabinet, nice drawers, and, like, under the sink area, so a decent amount of storage. The negative is just that it's honestly a little too small. Like, we've never really talked about this, but it really is a bit small.
Gotcha. It is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. I wish I had more room in the bathroom than, like, I don't know, the kitchen.
The kitchen's so small, too.
Well, what else can you take away? The den or something. The bedroom. You always take away space from the bedroom just because you never use it during the day. It's just for sleeping.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Which brings me to, well, I got to talk about bathroom. The good is the great lighting, a lot of mirrors.
That's true. Big mirror. That's nice.
Okay. Bedrooms.
Wait, you didn't say your negative.
Oh, I think I agree with you. It's small.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bedrooms, good and bad.
The, like, our bedroom?
Yeah.
I guess
in the den, I guess.
Oh, that's both of them?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The positive would be just having two bedrooms, like having two rooms.
Yeah.
And great amount of closet space mm-hmm. in both of them.
That's good.
Big closet in the bedroom and then a smaller closet in the den.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really nice. Negative would be, I don't know. I don't really have a negative for the bedrooms, for the rooms. I think just
the lighting.
It gets a little stuffy.
Oh, yeah,
it does. With, like, the airflow and stuff. It's a little tricky.
I wish that there was good lighting there.
Yeah, the lighting, too.
The good is that we have a den. We turn that into an office space.
Mm-hmm.
And the good for the bedroom, it's spacious enough to just sleep. Okay, so storage. We kind of talked a little bit about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough storage space?
Yes, I think there is enough storage here.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So that's really good. What about the outdoor space? So the patio, and just in general, the outside space.
So.
What?
Well, we've had some issues with the neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Related to the outdoor space.
We live. This could be another title for another day, for a different episode. Our experience living under a Karen.
Yeah.
Part one. Yeah, so there's a Karen that lives upstairs, and it's just has caused a lot of commotion with when it comes down to the patio, because she has a ton of plants that she waters and claims that she doesn't water them. Yeah. And is unaware, I'm sure, or maybe she really is aware and does this on purpose, waters the heck out of these plants, and a ton of water comes down straight into our patio because there's some... her patio, there's wooden flooring there, and there's cracks in between these pallets, and the water comes straight down, and that's very annoying when you like are outside like working on something, or mm-hmm. just your child loves the patio and mm-hmm. gets wet, and so I'm like, come on,
and the water just literally starts dripping on your head.
Yeah, dirty water. And so again, keep the space in mind. If that was fixed, let's imagine the Karen has moved out.
Yeah, it's a nice little patio area. It's very, very small, but it is nice to have that. And the positive, for sure, is that it has a really nice view.
It really does.
So, yeah, it's a nice like little woodsy view.
Yeah.
Really cute.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. It is small. That's like the bad, I think.
Yeah.
But it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And mm-hmm. really, really cool. Shaded. And we have a little table there and chairs. So nice. Thinking outside of that, though, the kind of neighborhood area here,
mm-hmm.
it's really nice. It's
yeah.
very quiet. That's the first thing that we noticed. It's just very quiet, and there's just other families here, a ton of dogs, and people just walk around, and it for the most part feels safe. Like way safer than Merced.
Yeah.
Right. And I really like it. We like go for walks at night. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, and you go downhill, and there's it's maybe like a 10-minute walk, and you're in this little plaza, and there's like coffee shops and stuff. So it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what you need. Technically, there's a traditional tiny houses that the max square footage for that would be about this house, 750 square feet. Like, that's a very max.
Yeah.
And so this is something that I think it's really good. Like, let's say this is a tiny house and you had the outside space and stuff. I think it's perfect because you have just a lot of options just to be out there and, you know. when you live in a small little place. Like, I think you need those walkable areas. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How, I don't know if we're going to leave this in the podcast or not. We might. How many kids do you think realistically you would feel comfortable having here?
Oh, yeah. So I think that we've thought about that in Merced. We're like, okay, once our child is like 2 years old, we'll move out because it's going to be running and stuff. So with this one, the den will eventually turn into a bedroom.
Yeah. I have a number in mind, so I'm curious to hear what yours is.
I think we've talked about it before, too. Let's see. Maybe three.
Okay, I was picturing the max could be like three and a baby.
Oh,
like I was thinking, three kids sharing one room and then a baby in our room.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
But you said three, so I'm saying four.
So four? So three kids in one bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It would be a lot. I'm not saying it would be like easy or ideal.
No, I was just thinking obviously two in one bedroom and then one and a baby.
Yeah, I was picturing three and a baby.
Or a toddler or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what is like the thing that the reason for moving out, because it could be that exceeding the maximizing the space or money. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think we'll leave it at that. I think it's interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, number five, where did we spend the most time?
Where do we spend the most time?
I'm just reading what I'm writing. Where do we spend the most
time? Can you read this for me?
I ran out of notes for you to read. So.
The living room.
Yeah.
Once again, the living room. And that's why it's called the living room, because living.
What about the least amount of time we spend in a place? The bathroom. No kidding. No, the bedroom, I think.
Well,
I mean, we do sleep, but if you don't count that, like, aside from sleeping 8 hours
max, well, or whatever. I'm thinking, like, is it the bedroom or is it the den? Because we actually do sometimes play in the bedroom with Miguel.
That's true. Maybe sometimes. The bathroom, honestly.
No.
Oh, mate? Yeah.
Really? I could go the whole day without going in the den. Sometimes
I can't. It's like an addiction to me. I need to be there.
What in the world?
Obviously, I have work, so
yeah. I don't know. I would say it's either it's probably the den.
For me personally, is the patio.
Oh
yeah, and if it wasn't for Chamaco baby, we wouldn't. I wouldn't be out there. I would like to, though. It's, like, really nice.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that, like, in theory, you think, like, oh, we're going to spend so much time out here, but then...
So many activities.
Activities, shuffle ball. But then when it comes down to it, yeah, I really just go out there because of Chamaco baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We gave multiple answers, but I think it's fine. Number six here, we got... favorite thing, mid, and worst thing.
Oh, okay. Is this the last thing?
No. Second to last.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my favorite thing about this place is, I think it's just the like the location with having like the view outside and just how quiet it is and all the trees around and stuff.
Yeah, it's really secluded.
Yeah.
From just the rest of the world. It's really nice. You don't really hear a lot of commotion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool, really quiet.
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah, it's really nice. I think that's my favorite thing. Well, I have to say the AC. Coming from Merced, AC is my favorite thing about this place.
Wow, that's so true.
That and, like, you know, the quietness.
It really does stay cool here, too.
It really does, especially because we're really down.
We're, like, below street level. We are.
Are we?
Well, think about where the street is.
Okay.
The street out there.
We're below it. Mid.
So I would say my mid beige flag for this place is, oh, I know what it is. It's the fact that the water heater is literally locked inside of a closet that we can't access.
Huh? Oh, you just want to go in?
I just find it weird. You don't think about it?
It's a safety matter. You can't, like, I don't, like, why? There's no need unless...
Okay, well, at both of our other places, we were able to access the water heater.
That's true. We stored some stuff in, well, the Monmouth that we did.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, touching it.
No, it wasn't. And it was, like, it was calls fine. For it. It's like, there's a big empty space here.
Yeah, anyway. It was fine. Don't act like we were being reckless. Yeah, I just think, I just find that a slightly unnerving.
Gotcha.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
And
then
okay.
My red flag is living under a Karen, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bum bum bum.
Things will make this would make a better place if she wasn't here. Like just there's so many things we could talk about. I think we have kind of talked about
it. I think we've talked about it a little bit. I can't remember, honestly.
My mid thing is the ceiling fan. It creeps me out every time we use it. I'm afraid of it.
Did you not grow up with ceiling fans or what?
I just, the fact that like the thing that's attached to the ceiling, seeing that move. Slightly, ever so slightly, like that freaks me out.
But is that how you feel about all ceiling fans, though?
Most of them, yes.
Okay.
Like it just it. I have the fear that it's gonna fall, and like the faster if you put it on like high, that freaks me out even more.
What about like at Costco, those big fans they have?
No, because that's way up there, and it's a store.
Yeah, if it falls, it would gain so much momentum on its way down.
Right, but I don't know. There's something to that. I think that there's, because we're so close to the ceiling, and just seeing it go so fast, we're at home. I don't know. It really freaks me out. And versus like a store fans, like they're, I feel safe because there's all these like protocols to having stuff at the store. Like they have to have things up to code. So yeah. I trust, I think, that being said, I think I trust more ceiling fans at stores than in my own home.
Interesting. Okay.
So that really freaks me out.
Okay.
It's like if you were to, I don't know, what do cats, what are they afraid of? Like
water.
Water. It's like me, but with ceiling fans, you know,
so, a cat. Okay. Good analogy. So that's your beige? Your mid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's your...
The worst thing, I think, it's the upstairs neighbor.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so rude. Anyway, number seven here, this last thing. Do we like this tiny house so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I agree. What?
Well, that's it.
Huh?
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I don't know. I thought I was waiting for you to, like, wrap it up.
Oh.
Or say like, okay, that's all we have.
Well, that's pretty much, yeah.
What?
I don't know. That's it, I guess.
No, was there more?
No, that's it. But you're just making it.
And I made it weird.
You made it weird.
I didn't mean to.
Well, final thoughts?
Yeah, you really opened my eyes to my own life and my own experiences.
Really? Did it make you think about the spatial
awareness. Yeah, because I really wouldn't have considered like, oh, you know, we've been like living tiny, but in a way we have been.
Yeah.
And it's been a wild ride. It's been good, ups and downs, highs and lows, but yeah, I think it's just interesting. It's a nice thing to reflect on.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you all listening to reflect on the homes you've lived in the past several years.
I'm glad you said that because I think when I first told you about this idea, you were like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Like, that's boring. I think
I don't know
like
if I said that's boring.
But you had like that thought of like, what? So yeah. I think I
well,
like...
I'm not positive how interesting this is going to be to other people, to be honest.
Well.
But we'll find out.
That's why I wrote down to keep the space in mind so we could make it more relatable because we do need to think about like the square footage and like was there, you know, storage, was there space for this and this and that, and we kind of talked about some of the stuff.
Well, you're saying I derailed us?
No, I'm just saying like I'm saying that it might be interesting. Who knows? We'll find out.
We will find out.
But I thought it was interesting to reflect on all this stuff. And
no, I did too.
Really consider the, like the, you know, the space we lived at so far and everything. So yeah, that's pretty much all we have for today.
Yeah, well, it was good.
So, hey, what's that one show that they like have like 10 minutes to revamp someone's house? Is it living spaces?
10 minutes.
It's like 10 hours or a whole day to like that's renovate.
So different than 10 minutes.
Renovate like the whole house.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, it does sound familiar. I don't know.
No, the Move That Bus.
Oh, Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Okay, and as Extreme Home
That's not Maker, 10 hours though. They had like a week or something.
Was it really?
I think so.
Wow.
It wasn't in one day.
Well, as that show, what's it called again?
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Says, move that bus.
See you next time.